Hi, everyone. I'm Jenna Millie with Screenwriting U, and I'm here today with Georgina Garcia Riddell, who wrote and directed Anna Maria in Novella Land. Hi, Georgina. How are you doing?
Hi, I'm good.
That's great. Well, I am so excited to talk to you. I really loved the film. I thought it was so great. It's such a cool idea, and I also loved how the character was just trapped in the telenovela. Can you tell me, how did you come up with this idea?
Well, I was brought on board. The original idea is with the co-writer, Jose Nestor Marquez. And he, like, immediately fooled me when he's like, it's telenovelas and it's a switch movie. And I'm like, fooled. And he just told me the idea. I'm like, okay, so it's a girl who switches places with the protagonist of her, like, favorite telenovela. And I was like, why hasn't anybody done that before? Like, it just seems so, like, magical and awesome. And I was sold.
I love this kind of movie, especially this kind of magic. When you're writing a film with those kind of universe rules, as writers say, how do you determine that? Did you guys have a lot of discussions, particularly about the phone and how it would work, how she would get in and out of the world? What did you use to come up with your rules?
I'm a big, like, there needs to be the rules and you need to set them up. And there's this whole genre already out there of these switching movies. And
These movies require a set of rules, at least so that the audience, once the audience knows the rules, they can buy into them. And then the writer has to typically keep, you know, the rules that they set up. So how did you guys go about doing that? Did you discuss it, or was it just obvious that she would use a phone to communicate? Like, I'm just curious about the process.
Okay. You know, I knew that I wanted a scene later on where she talks to somebody, you know, like from the outside world, that was going to be like her wake up call. So knowing that, I kind of like advised, okay, then she has to be a person that like actually wears the phone on her body, which I know some girls who like just actually do that, stuff their phones down their bras, if they're at the gym or whatnot. So when I figured that way, when she switches over, it sounds very neurotic, but it was like she's in her old underwear, therefore her phone will be there, and kind of the guidelines I set up for myself.
Yeah, that's great. I think that that's important, because when you're writing, those things can really throw you off track. And that's, to me, I've just totally bought it. I went with it. I was like, oh yeah, she keeps her phone in her bra set up. And then it's set up when she's in the bar. It's paid off when she switches. And so it worked perfectly. But watching that, I was thinking, okay, how long did that take to get to that moment? Like that's the thing you chose. And for writers, I always feel like it's really nerve wracking, because you want the audience to believe it. And what if they don't? And, just curious if you were stressing about that in any way, or if you had any notes, you know?
Well, yeah, because I always felt like, to me, it's like, okay, listen, there's one suspension of disbelief, and that is the lightning strike / you know, both characters saying a similar thing at the same time, although one's tweeting it and the other one is saying it out loud verbally, and the lightning strike. I was like, okay, that's the magical moment, but everything else should like be as based in reality as possible. And that's really what I strived for. So that showed.
Yeah, it was great. And once you were brought on by your writing partner, where did you guys start? Did you have a script already? Did he have a script already? Or?
Well, he had written a script based on this idea, and then he brought me on to rewrite it. And it's funny, because there's actually, I call it the two versions of the screenplay that actually exist. And from his version, it was kind of more like, I call her the crazy cat lady. She was older. It wasn't anything to do about millennials. And it was just really different, other than this, like, premise, which is, you know, a fan of a telenovela switches. And so what I liked to the process is that he's really let me kind of make it my own. As soon as there was this sort of note of like, okay, I want to push it in this younger section, you know, no longer the crazy cat lady sort of take on it. Like, he really let me run with it, which was pretty cool.
And did you re-outline, or did you just take basically his pages and start rewriting once you had that big note just to make her younger? And
the process first started off with, like, working, you know, like, when I'm brought on board to rewrite something, I kind of look at the draft, and I'm, you know, I go through it, I was like, what are the things I love, what is it that I want to keep, whether, you know, character names, dialogue, any sort of, you know, like, set pieces. And the other thing is, like, having just, like, a really long conversation with Jose about what are the things that are important to you, what is, you know, what were you trying to say with this. So there's the process of getting to a draft of the script that really worked based on his old draft, and then, you know, and that was just me rewriting, and then at that point it was like getting a note. Like, Jose's involvement was more after, like, was giving notes, you know, so because he's also a producer on the project. So yeah, I think after that it was sort of like not needing to hang on to basically my old version of a script as much, and just like going, I don't know. It's such a complicated. Well, you know about screenwriting, but I'm trying to like map the whole journey, and I'm like, God, that's sounding really boring.
It's
really
no, it's not. It's really fascinating, especially for someone who's just beginning. And it sounds like you are like incredibly thoughtful and careful when you come in to rewrite. And it's something that especially beginning screenwriters hear about. They say, you know, someone's going to buy your script and then someone's going to come and rewrite it. And that just sounds terrifying. And the way you describe the process sounds like you really collaborated with him. And that you're very open to. I even like the part where you said, what did you like? What were you trying to do? I'm thinking a lot of people who have to rewrite somebody, they never even meet the person. They don't even discuss, you know, with them what changes they should make or not make. So I think it's really interesting.
Sorry, guys.
I just think it's really interesting. I talk to a lot of writers, and sometimes they you know, it's awkward for them at the premiere because they have to meet the other person who wrote the script for the first time because they've not even sat down with them.
Yeah, well, the thing, I've rewritten other people before, and I've been rewritten before, and I kind of like to engage the process the way I would hope that somebody engages me if I'm rewritten. And also, I just really love I came on board the project because I love the idea so much, and it was his idea. Therefore, you know, like it would behoove me to do the, you know, to find out what it was that drove him. Like, you know, how did you come up with that, and what were you thinking, and what were you trying to say? And I don't want to speak for him, but I would say I would hope that, like, getting to that, like, first draft of that was more, I think, in line with his original draft, and. But then, like, when he wanted to go in a different direction, I would hope that, given the process, that's what made him trust me to be like, okay. You know, he always gave me, like, latitude to, like, write whatever I wanted to write, you know. Which was cool.
Sounds great. Can you talk a little bit about how you went from the writing to the directing? Did you always, were you also brought on to direct originally?
Yes. I mean, yeah, I knew I was going to direct the film, and I always write my script in mind with me directing, so I don't really know how to, like, separate the two. Do you know what I mean? Like, I mean, other than I would say, like, it's hard to, like, I don't really separate the two processes, like, if I know, you know, you're going to be directing it. I mean, at the end of the day, you're just trying to make the story possible, you know? I mean, one change maybe would be is that, like, I knew I wanted Elizabeth Tanya to play the mom, so, like, she's, like, really funny, so I knew, like, could be a lot more comedic moments, and if the mom was kind of abrasive, like, it wouldn't matter because Elizabeth just has this, like, genuine warmth about her. So, I mean, in that way, like, if I know who I want to play what characters, I'll tailor it to them.
And you had some actors playing characters in both worlds. What was that like? How, I mean, I thought it was amazing the characters who have to play two parts. How was that a challenge when you were directing, just helping them through that process?
On the directing part, I mean, really, it was just, I'm like working with Eddie and Michael, who played, Eddie played Ariana and Anna Maria, and then Michael Seeger played Armando and Sonia. It was just, like, I was, like, beforehand, like, I have, like, a sit down and we talk about stuff, and these are, you know, asking them, okay, what did you think about your character? And we talked about the journey, and I give them, like, well, these were the things that inspired me, and, you know, wanting to be on the same page and also wanting to see, like, oh, you know, do they have ideas that I never thought of that I'd like to incorporate? And the next step kind of being, like, really having to decide what the two looks were. And so I was involved with that and, like, okay, this is, like, you know, you want to make sure before you get on set that they look like two different people, and not only just two different people, but the two people you were writing and who were in your head. And I thought that was really well done.
I thought Eddie did an amazing job. At first, for the first few minutes, I didn't know. I thought it was two different actresses. Him too. And then I was like, wait, that is the same actress. Because their body movements are different. Like, she walks different, and, you know, you're sort of just not picking up.
They really made them. I love to hear that. Like, there's been quite a few people who maybe even didn't catch on to, like, middle of the movie or, like, late in the movie. And I'm like, wow. That's pretty cool.
I think I thought it was really well done. I was like, oh, wait a second. That's the same actress. That is so cool. And she does a great job doing both parts. Really, really amazing. I have just one more or maybe two more questions for you. I wanted to know, how did you break into writing? Or did you break in as a director? You know, how did you become a filmmaker? Just curious how you got your start.
I went to grad school out here. I moved out here and interned for a year and then got into the American Film Institute. And there I got my master's in directing, and like I've always liked to write. Like in undergrad I would write my own shorts, and so I've always enjoyed writing, and even before I even knew I wanted to direct, I was always writing, whether it was short stories or poems, or I don't write poems anymore. My poems are always terrible. But so I would say like writing first, and then but very early on, like when I learned, like, oh wow, someone's actually directing. You know, you watch movies as a kid and you don't really understand. At least I would say my generation didn't understand. You know, like somebody's making these, and then you have that moment when you're like, oh, there's people behind that magic box, like creating that, and that's when I realized that's what I wanted to do.
That is, I can remember when I realized that Harrison Ford was Indiana Jones and Han Solo, I was like, what? It was really shocking to me, because it just kind of breaks down the magic.
It does, but then it's crazy how, no matter how much we know about the process of what makes a movie, and that, like, you can be manipulated and all this, but, like, the best movies, you still forget all that. Like, once the lights are down, you just, like, you know, you
I know.
Forget about all that.
It's so fun. I totally agree. One more question is, do you have advice for a beginning screenwriter, somebody out there who would love to do what you've done, which is to write and direct their own feature? What's some, like, imparting wisdom you might have for a young screenwriter out there?
Screenwriting, I would say, know what's out there, what's been written before. Read screenplays. There's so many available. Like, there's so many great websites online. Like, the ones I always recommend are, like, that I always were like, okay, even if these aren't the genres you write in, like, these are amazing. And just really read and write. Read what's out there and write, and keep writing would be the best thing. Because I think, like, it is a craft, and you have to keep practicing it to get better.
But thank you so much, Georgina. I can't wait to see your next movie. I thought this was so fun and really well done. The acting was great, and I loved the writing too. So congratulations.
Thank you so much.